Back to reality. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. For the last week, I've been hearing from some pretty upset people. Since last Tuesday, they feel like they've been living in an episode of South Park. But now Donald Trump is starting to walk back some of his promises, and the never-Trumpers are salivating for his comeuppance because they know he has promised things no president can deliver and that the only way he can succeed as president is if he fails at keeping most of his promises. In fact, after Obama and Trump had their cordial meeting at the White House, Press Secretary Josh Earnest was asked about that.
When you and the president say that you hope Donald Trump is successful, given that the president has said that he sees Trump as having the potential to undermine democracy, wouldn't it be fair to say that you don't want him to be successful?
Well, that's a good question.
It is a good question. For example, Trump's promise to repeal Obamacare actually doesn't include repealing one of its key features. The part that allows you to buy health insurance even though you're already sick. And that's a big deal because once he allows that, he'll have to find a way to force everybody to buy insurance. Otherwise, people would just wait until they're sick to start paying premiums and the system would go bankrupt. But would it be fair to bash him for that? Would it be fair to bash him for breaking a promise that would have hurt more people than it helped? And suppose he decides that the wall and that waterboarding also are not such good ideas. Would it be fair to bash him for changing his mind? Or would it be best to simply welcome the prodigal son back to the land of reality and celebrate with a really nice Trump steak? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.